Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is chair. C-H-A-I-R.
Really?
You bet your life. More than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers of America present Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. And here he is, the one, the only...
Just call me Sam.
Oh, that's me. Well, here I am again with $3,000 for one of our couples. What have you got on the agenda, Mr. F.?
Well, Groucho, we have a jockey and a librarian for you first tonight, and I'd like you to meet them right now. Miss Margaret Light and Mr. Eric Guerin, come on in and meet Groucho Marx, will you?
Well, welcome, welcome for the DeSoto Plymouth dealer. Say the secret word and you'll divide $100. It's a common word, something you use every day.
Thank you.
A librarian and a jockey, eh? Eric Guerin, is that right?
Guerin.
Guerin, you're a pretty well-known jockey, especially in the horsey set, aren't you, huh? How tall in the saddle are you, Eric?
About 5'4".
5'4". How much do you weigh, well away?
Well, most of the time, around 115.
115? Well, I'm happy to have you here. You're the first contestant we've ever had here who I could lick. Mrs. Light, you're a librarian?
Yes, sir.
Where are you from?
Originally from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Mm-hmm. What is your hometown, Mr. Guerin?
Maringouin, Louisiana.
Eric Guerin from Maringouin? Sounds like a label on a jar of marinated herring. Shake well before using. Who do you work for, Mrs. Light?
I work for the Los Angeles County Public Library.
Oh, you're a librarian, huh?
Yes.
Let's see. Where is your library located?
Well, it's not any special place. I move from time to time, about 4 or 5 times a day.
You're certainly on the move, all right. You're not a librarian. I think you're a bookie. Now, before this joint is raided, I think you'd better explain that.
Well,
why do you keep moving so frequently?
Well, I'm a bookmobile librarian. We go from place to place, and we have the technical name for it is a traveling library. We are...
what did you say? A bookmobile?
A bookmobile or a traveling library.
On this show, it's a DeSoto mobile. Right? Now, Eric, let's talk about your work. How long have you been riding?
About 11 years.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever won any races?
Yeah, I've won a few, about 700 or 800.
You mean you're always out in front of the others, eh?
Not all the time.
You should run last sometime. You'd get an entirely different picture of horse racing. Have you ever won any of the more important races, Eric? The race?
Yes, I've won a few of those.
What have you won?
I won the Kentucky Derby in 1947.
Oh, really?
Jet Pilot.
And Jet Pilot, huh? Well, go on, nay for the people. How much did you get for winning the Kentucky Derby?
Well, the race is worth about $100,000 to the winner, and I got 10%.
And how long did it take you, this race?
About 2 minutes, 6 seconds.
What's life for you? Eric rides 2 minutes and gets $10,000. The horse does all the work, and all he gets is a kick in the ribs. And they keep talking about horse sense. Now, in just 1 minute, you're going to bet your life for a chance at the $3,000 question. Right now, I want you to pay attention to something of unusual importance.
Say, Groucho, I saw you drive by the other day. I want to compliment you on your good taste.
Oh, that. Penniman, have you ever seen such beautiful lines?
Well, you got me wrong, Groucho. I was referring to your new convertible, your new DeSoto Fire Dome 8. Man, what a dream.
Whose dream is this, Penniman? Folks, I just want to say I've owned a lot of cars in my day, but I've never had one that could even remotely compare with the new DeSoto. I hope you'll see and drive the new DeSoto Fire Dome 8 real soon.
Yes, friends, go to your DeSoto Plymouth dealers tomorrow. That's the place to see and drive America's most talked-about new car. The new DeSoto Fire Dome 8. Bringing you that mighty 160-horsepower V8 engine that gives you smooth, surging power in all speed ranges. Sensational power steering that makes turning the wheels effortless even when parking. Power brakes and scores of other great features that add up to the car you've always dreamed of owning. Remember, it's at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Stop in tomorrow.
And when you do, tell them Groucho sent you.
See it, drive it, and you'll want the new 160-horsepower DeSoto Fire Dome 8.
All right, now let's see how you work together as a team. George, would you explain the rules to these children?
You get as much of your $20 as you want on each of four questions, and the couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $3,000 DeSoto Plymouth question later on in the show.
Even I understand that. All right, here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected characters from famous books. Here's your first question. How much would you bet?
1975.
All right, and what book is the character Becky Sharp?
Vanity Fair.
Vanity Fair is right.
Well, you're off to a great start. You have $39.75.
Funny, I always thought that was a magazine. Remember, you're going for $3,000 tonight. Now, how much of your $39.75 you're going to bet this time?
$39.50?
Yes.
All right, and what book is Jean Valjean, the thief, a central character?
Les Miserables.
All right, how much
well,
do they got?
I'm a little behind here.
Well,
79. Well, together we make this 79.25, right?
Fenneman is the best-dressed cretin I've ever seen. All right, and what book? How much are you going to bet?
Let's make it even. 79.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And what book is the character, or character, Sancho Panza? Panza.
Don Quixote.
Don Quixote is right. Until I was 40 years old, I pronounced that Don Quixquaxty.
You now have $158.25.
I prefer Don Quixquaxty. Yeah. How much have they got?
$158.25.
Shoot the works.
The whole thing?
Yeah. Everything?
Probably
on the stretch, huh? All right, here we go. Hawkeye was the guide in what famous book?
One of Robert Louis Stevenson.
Talk it over.
Do you know the Hawkeye? Let's see. Robert Louis Hawkeye.
Some book.
Yes. Sorry, I didn't know.
I'm sorry, but The Last of the Mohicans.
Oh, yeah.
It was so obvious that you just stumbled right over. You have nothing? Well, it makes it easy for Fenneman, but difficult for you. But nobody leaves here with nothing. I'm going to give you one question. You get it right, and we bring your winnings up to $25. Who is buried in Grant's tomb?
Grant?
General Grant is right, huh? Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
Groucho, the next couple to try for the $3,000 was selected from our studio audience just before we went on the air. They're Mrs. Wilma Pickert and Mr. Donald Park. Folks, come in and meet Groucho Marx.
Well, howdy doody. Welcome to Your Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and you'll divide $100. It's a common word, something you use every day. Mrs. William Pickert and Mr. Donald Park.
Mrs. Wilma Pickert.
What did I say?
You said William.
William. Well, it's possible, isn't it? Mrs. Wilma Pickert. I prefer William myself. Mr. Park, where are you from?
Bakersfield, California.
Bakersfield, California, huh?
Yes, sir.
Mighty hot up there, isn't it?
Yes, it was.
It was. How long since you've been there?
About 40 years.
40 years. You must be quite an authority on the weather in Bakersfield. You've been here the last 40 years?
No, I've been here the last 25.
Mm-hmm. Where were you in between?
All around.
Skip the answer. What is your hometown, Mrs. Pickett?
I was born in Chicago on the south side.
On the south side of Chicago. The Windy City. Does the wind still blow in Chicago?
Oh, yes. The cold wind blows there all winter.
Well, don't worry. When the politicians get there for the conventions, there'll be a hot, there'll be a hot wind blowing all summer. I used to live in the South Side. Whereabouts did you live? I used to live in Grand Boulevard, 45th Street.
Well, I lived on 44th Street.
Gee.
Just down near Vincennes.
Well, I was 4512 Grand Boulevard.
And it's 5 48 44.
Oh, let's get together sometime.
Right around the corner.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that we didn't meet earlier. White Sox had a real good team then, too. It was the Black Sox.
I remember my father talking about that.
Well, I heard it from my father, too. As a matter of fact, my father was one of the Black Sox. What sort of work do you do, Don? You can stand there pretty quietly for quite some time.
Associate supervisor in physical education at the University of California in Los Angeles.
Oh. What sort of work do you do there?
I'm in charge of the aquatic program.
What program did you say?
Aquatic.
Aquatic.
Mm-hmm.
The only aquatic program I know is the Democratic program. What is aquatics?
Well, it has to do with water.
That could be the Democratics, all right. But many of them are in hot water right now. Are you married, Mr. Parks?
Yes, I am.
You are, huh? Where'd you meet your wife?
Circus.
Was she selling peanuts or catching them?
We were both attending college at the University of Oregon, and the circus was in town, and we'd both gone up to the circus, and after we came out of the sideshow, she needed a way to get home, so I asked her if she'd ride in my jalopy, and I took her home to a sorority house, and...
Well, did she know you were from the same university she was?
I hope she did.
Well, did you ever find out?
Oh, yes, I found out later.
That's a kind of a promiscuous approach, isn't it?
Well, not in those days.
You mean those were the wicked days?
Well,
things have quieted down?
I wouldn't say that.
They're only quieted down for you and I, Mr. Parks.
Well, I have slowed up.
Yeah, I don't know whether they have, but we have.
That's right.
How did you meet Mr. Pickett, Wilma?
Well, I was in the Army, and he was in the Army. And I was sent out on very secretive orders and discovered that I was at Los Alamos, New Mexico, at the Atomic Energy Commission. Everyone who was stationed up there went through quite a bit of security process, and there was an MP who was assigned to each group who were taken into security. And he was rather a nice-looking MP. He had on a white head. He had beautiful eyes.
You had a white head, did you say?
White. One of these white metal hats on.
Oh.
And I was assigned to Dr. Robert Oppenheimer's division.
Oh.
And
is this long division or short division?
He was the leading scientist at the Atomic Energy Commission.
Oh.
In fact, he's been credited with having perfected the atomic bomb.
Mm, nice of him. Huh? Counting him, I had to get 4 bottles of water in my house. And a flashlight. And a fire extinguisher. And 11 cans of tomato juice. That's my equipment in case war breaks out. What kind of a life did you lead at Los Alamos?
Oh, it was perfectly horrible up there. You see, it was practically an empty reservation. There were no movies, no entertainment. In fact, there just wasn't anything to do.
Well, I'm sure you could have found something to do. You could have gone fishing, you know. I understand at Los Alamos, the fishing was very good. Especially the nuclear fission. No groaning, please. I disliked it just as much as you do. Now you're going to play your bet your life. You beat our other couples, you'll get a chance at the $3,000 question. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but George is going to remind our listeners.
The first couple lost all their money, so these people have a clear field. And the secret word is chair.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You select the sporting terms. Now, here's your first question. You have $20. How much will you try?
What do you want to bet?
19.50?
All right, let's try it.
19.50. In what sport is the expression dormy used? Talk it over.
Golf
is right. Got to squeeze it out of him.
You're on your way with $39.50.
Remember, you're going for $3,000 tonight. Now, how much of the $39.50 are you going to try this time?
Let's shoot to $39.
Okay.
$39. In what sport is the expression a split used?
Bowling.
Bowling is right.
You now have $78.50.
And here's your third question. How much of this sum are you going to try?
78.
In what sport is the expression shuss used? S-H-U-S-S. If you don't know, take a stab at it. If you don't know, guess. Take a guess. Well, skiing.
You've dropped to 50 cents.
This is your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the swag are you going to bet this time?
All of them.
All of them. In what sport is the expression across the board used?
Horse racing.
Horse racing is right.
Well, I wound up with a dollar, Groucho.
Well, nobody leaves here with a dollar. I'll give you one more question, get it right, and we'll bring your winnings up to $25. Ready? In which direction is the North Pole?
North
is right, huh? Thanks, good luck. Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
We have a couple of young single people for you now, Groucho. They were selected from our studio audience just before we went on the air. And here they are, Miss Nina Moeller, Mr. Jack Wright. Will you come in here and meet Groucho Marx, please?
Right. Well, welcome, youngsters, for the DeSoto Plymouth dealer. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you use every day. Mrs. Nina Muller and Mr. Jack Wright. As healthy a brace of contestants as I've ever looked at. How old are you, Jack?
19 years old.
19? You're a real big boy, aren't you? Where are you from, Jack?
San Angelo, Texas.
San Angelo? Are they all that big down there?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been up there?
18 years.
Did you arrive under your own power?
Well, no, I was escorted by my mother.
You were courted by your mother?
Well, I mean accompanied by my mother.
Oh. What sort of work do you do?
I work for Beacon's Van and Storage Company.
Oh, you're a moving man, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, from the looks of what's standing next to you, I think I can guess the direction you're going to start moving. But you better move fast, boy, if you want to be there fastest with the mostest. Nina Muller, is that right?
No, it's Muller.
It's what?
Muller.
How do you spell it?
M-U-L-L-E-R.
M-U-L-L-E-R. What kind of a letter is U?
Yeah, it's U. It's an O with a line through.
Oh.
It's pronounced U.
Well, U yourself, huh? I'm not familiar with that line, but I'd say the rest of your line should be pronounced with an exclamation point. How old are you, Nina?
I'm 19.
19, huh? Are you married?
No.
Where are you from?
Denmark.
Which part of Denmark? Norway or Sweden?
I live outside Copenhagen, near the Øresund.
Oh, I knew the Øresunds very well. Good night. What is the Øresund?
Well, it's one of the straits between the Danish islands.
Is that anywhere near Dire Straits? I've been in Dire Straits for many years. It's an intellectual joke. It's nothing. Yeah? Now, Jack, could you get interested in Miss Müller? With the umlaut or the umlaut? American Deutsch, Miss Müller?
Well, a little bit.
Nine is this again.
Mm-hmm.
Could you get interested in Miss Muller?
Oh, no. I think it wouldn't be hard.
All right, he's beginning to make his move already. Let's talk about the moving business. For example, what kind of things do you move?
Well, we move anything just as fast and down.
Hey, Nina, my advice to you is get a good grip on yourself. What are the requirements for your job, Jack?
Well, there's a little joke around the warehouse that you got to have a strong back and a weak mind.
Well, it's certainly a little joke, all right. That's as funny a joke as I've encountered in a long time. Do you have any other good jokes around there, Jack?
Well, not that I can call right now.
What are you doing in America, Nina?
I'm an exchange student.
An exchange student?
Yeah.
Really, we Yankees always were good traders, weren't we? What were you exchanged for? A couple of battleships?
No.
I'm sure it was something substantial. Office building?
No, no. I'm here on the Pan-Hellenic Scholarship.
What does that consist of?
Well, it's all the sororities that pay for a foreign student each year.
Mm-hmm. And how do you achieve one of these scholarships?
Well, you turn in your grades and then you write a letter why you want to go and what you're planning to do.
Mm-hmm. If I wrote a letter on why I wanted to go and what I planned on doing, I get a scholarship in Alcatraz. What school are you attending?
USC.
Somebody out there in Stanford. Now, Nina, as I've been looking at you, you know, a thought occurs to me. I may have a strong back and a weak mind, but I do get thoughts occasionally. I imagine a pretty girl like you gets lots of attention from members of the other sex.
Well.
How do you refuse a date when you want to reject them?
Oh, I don't know. If I really don't want to go out with him, I'll make up some excuse about having a test.
Well, let's assume for the moment that this fellow is a persistent Lothario and kind of relentless on the prowl.
Well, the second time I tell him that I had a date with another fellow.
Suppose this fellow refuses to be discouraged and asks you for the third time.
Well, then I tell him again that I had a date with another fellow.
And the fourth time, this fellow I'm thinking of never gives up.
Well, if he hasn't caught on by then, he must be pretty dumb.
That's true. I know this fellow, and he is pretty dumb. But he's got a mighty strong back. Well, you're a lovely couple, and if anything develops between you two...
I'll let you know.
I'd rather you wouldn't, Nina. Well, it'll depress me for some months. Eh? Now you're going to play your bet your life. You beat our other couples, and you'll get a chance at the $3,000 question. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but George is going to remind our listeners.
The housewife and the swimming teacher are ahead with $1.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected professions and occupations as your category. Here's your first question. How much will you bet?
Go ahead. 18. Okay.
$18. What do you call a person who sells goods at a public sale to the highest bidder?
Auctioneer.
Auctioneer is right.
Well, you're on your way. You have $38.
Let me go in for $3,000 tonight. How much of the 38 are you going to try this time?
Go ahead.
$30.
How much?
$30.
What do you call a man who measures land?
Landscape.
Land measure.
Talk it over.
Yeah, I know. My vocabulary isn't very good in English, that's why I can't know.
Everything else is neither. He knew it, but he just couldn't think of it, that's all. It's a surveyor.
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, you still have $8.
Well, now don't get discouraged. Here's your third question. How much of the $8 will you try this time?
All of it.
All of it. What do you call the doctor who specializes in the care of children?
I don't know it in English. I'm sorry.
Be an obstetrician.
You're close, but it's pediatrician. Now they got nothing, huh?
They're broke. Gotcha.
Nobody leaves here broke. I'm going to give you one more question. If you get it right, you're going to win $25. It's a tough question. Are you ready?
Okay.
What kind of shoes does a horse wear?
Horseshoes
is right, huh?
Okay. The housewife and the swimming teacher, with $1, get the chance in just 1 minute at the DeSoto Plymouth
$3,000 question. Here is a friendly tip to every car owner. Only skilled hands, only expert mechanics using scientific equipment should ever be allowed to touch the engine of your car. That's why you should take your car for service to a DeSoto Plymouth dealer. In a DeSoto Plymouth dealer's shop, there are master technicians, men with the experience and know-how. Not only are they experienced, but these men are kept up to date on the latest techniques of servicing your car. Recently, over 6,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealer mechanics from coast to coast attended 252 special refresher training schools to study the latest factory methods and up-to-the-minute service techniques. Their periodic training pays off for you because you can thereby rest assured that at a DeSoto Plymouth dealer's, you get the very finest service you can get anywhere. Highly skilled men, the most modern tools and equipment, and quick access to the right factory-tested and approved replacement parts. Those are three things you can always count on at a DeSoto Plymouth dealer's. For all this efficient attention, and for the courtesy and promptness that goes along with it, you pay a price that's fair. So, to keep your car in tip-top condition, take it now where you see the famous sign of better service, the friendly sign of a DeSoto Plymouth dealer. Well, here comes the swimming teacher and the housewife, all set for the DeSoto Plymouth $3,000 question, Groucho.
But you never thought you'd be up here with $1.
I should never. Say not, Mr. Morris. Never.
All right, here we go for $3,000. I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you. Think carefully. And please, no help in the audience. Here it is. On a hill north of the Spanish town of Granada is the famous palace and citadel of the Moorish kings. For $3,000, what is the name of this famous place? Talk it over. All right, what is the answer you two have decided upon?
That's not the El Dorado.
No, I'm sorry. It's the Alhambra. Correct answer is the Alhambra, so that means the big question next week will be worth $3,500. Well, you lost the big money, but after all, you won $1 in the quiz. I'm sorry you didn't win more. Congratulations and thanks to both of you and to all of our contestants on the show tonight.
Thank you.
Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at the same time for the Groucho Marx Show, when the big question will be worth $3,500. And don't miss Groucho's television show, also presented by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. Two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks. And remember, see the DeSoto Fire Dome 8 tomorrow.
Folks, here's a reminder from the National Safety Council. Safe speed depends on conditions. You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell, directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith, music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast.